For over two decades, the Connecticut Art Trail has been a fun way for people to explore the many museums the state has to offer. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, this year, two new affiliate members were added to the Art Trail and the Art Passport.
New Canaan's Glass House and Silvermine Arts Center join the 20 museums that make up the Connecticut Arts Trail. The Arts Trail started as the Connecticut Impressionist Trail in 1995, but has expanded over the years to include a wider range of museums. Carrie Weber is the executive director of the Fairfield University Art Museum and president of the Connecticut Art Trail.
Bringing the museums all together under one umbrella is great for the museums in terms of us being able to market ourselves. But it's also a way of celebrating the arts and making sure people aren't missing out on wonderful opportunities to experience the arts.
To encourage participation in the Art Trail, art lovers can purchase the Art Passport. For $25, pass holders get free admission to the participating museums, as well as other perks, such as freebies and discounts at the museum gift shop. Weber says the Passport is perfect for day trippers.
Absolutely. Get a group together, everyone get the passport, and then, you know, you meet up during the course of the year in different areas, and I think that would be super fun. We have a new partnership with the Connecticut Beer Trail, so if you wanted to combine a little art museum and brewery visiting, you could do that.
And Weber says the participating museums have some exciting new exhibits coming up this summer.
The Wadsworth Athenaeum has a painting coming from Italy, Giorgione's La Vecchia, painted more than 500 years ago and just recently restored. It's a masterpiece. Totally different cup of tea. The Stanford Museum and Nature Center has a guitar exhibition, Medieval to Metal, the Art and Evolution of the Guitars. And at the New Britain Museum of American Art, the Georgia O'Keeffe exhibition is up until June 2nd. So get your passport now and go see that because it's a stunning exhibit.
Art passports can be purchased at ctarttrail.org. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.